Naturally, the classified employees of the college find him a poor choice for a keynote speaker. What do we want to communicate to our students? The right of leaders to be hypocrites? Is that the message we want to leave them? Tonight, the board will hear from a number of community organizations and Santa Monica residents asking you to reconsider this decision. The board can choose to listen to them or choose to ignore them. It's the board's prerogative. The board has already demonstrated its capacity to impose its will on the faculty, staff, students, and surrounding communities of the college over the strenuous objections of everyone involved. What the board has yet to demonstrate is its capacity to heal and unite a divided organization through fairness, equity, and judiciousness. Here again is a precious opportunity for the board to truly be a voice for the education community and the community of Santa Monica. Take that opportunity and tell the governor and the world that we value knowledge and learning more than we value greed and muscle. Tell the governor that if he can't find a way for the wealthiest state in the wealthiest country in the world to educate its youth without inflicting pain and misery on the educators, then we'll find someone who can. Tell him you have to earn a passing grade at Santa Monica College, and his work is substandard. And demonstrate to our students that true leadership demands integrity and wisdom and courage. That'll be as valuable to them as anything they will hear at their graduation. Thank you.
Monica College Board of Trustees. I'm Susie Shannon with California Partnership, representing over 100 organizations for low-income families. Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger, the man Santa Monica College has invited to deliver their commencement speech on June 14th, is no friend to California's community colleges. Fame and status are a powerful force, but the criteria for selection of a commencement speaker should be far more than that. The person who will speak to your students and your community on such an important occasion should be someone whose work and life advances the mission of Santa Monica College, advances its values and the ideals of creating opportunity for students in some real and lasting way. A man whose actions have run counter to the values and ideals of the community college system should not be speaking on your school's behalf. Governor Schwarzenegger is the wrong choice for Santa Monica College. Governor Schwarzenegger's proposed budget tells a story of disregard for community colleges and the public education system. He has reneged on $3.2 billion owed to California's public schools, $300 million of which should have gone to community colleges. He has proposed a ballot measure to dismantle a mandate which requires that 40% of state revenues go to schools. He has raised fees on students 136% over the past 2 years. Because of Governor Schwarzenegger's actions, many young people will be priced out of the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to better themselves via higher education. Because of Governor Schwarzenegger's actions, more students face uncertainty about when or if they will graduate or be able to transfer to a four-year college. By choosing Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger as a commencement speaker, Santa Monica College shows that fame, status, and image are more important than substance and integrity. Is this really the message you want to send to your graduating students and their families?
Good evening, board members and guests. And first I want to say, before I begin, is that the proposed demonstration has nothing to do with disrupting the commencement ceremonies. I think that should be quite clear. There's also been some reports floating around that this will be a partisan demonstration, and that's not true. There are many Republicans who are also opposed to the governor's educational proposals. and they will be standing with us in this demonstration. And we made it quite clear that we will stay away from the stadium, so we do not plan to disrupt the commencement whatsoever. So I just want to say that to Ms. Cervantes, I believe, who had some comments to make on that. Let me talk a little bit about why I think that the governor is a poor choice for commencement. First of all, I think he sets a very poor standard for a governor who claims to be the educational governor for the state. Since he became governor, these brave students have had to struggle more to obtain their degrees, paying 30% more per credit union than last year. Also, the official SMC statement to the press seems to be that the board is not allowed to vote on anything that's not on the agenda. Therefore, all of us who are showing up here are wasting our time, I suppose. However, students, staff, and community members submitted this item according to the procedure in plenty of time. The reason it is not on the agenda is because the chair and the vice chair chose not to include it. They decided the issue before the meeting without including other members of the board and should be held accountable for such actions. May I?
Thank you. I bring you some comments that I have picked up from the community of Santa Monica as well as the community that works and serves here at Santa Monica College. And among those are that we are all examples here on the college to the students, that their experience with us on a day-to-day basis forms part of the largest aspect of their education. What they learn here and experience here, they take with them. Their experience of watching the board function is the closest example they will experience of the democratic process. What they see here, again, they will take with them. Another comment from the community, why were the students classified and faculty, this is the community on campus, not consulted about something as significant as a speaker for commencement? Another comment was, why has this board, particularly the board members who have served here for so many, many years, not established a policy regarding commencement speakers? Why, again, was this full board not given the opportunity to decide on whether there would be a board agenda item to discuss this tonight? Another comment, why has the college been turned into a political platform for the political posturing by a discredited governor? This is something that we didn't invent, this political issue. This is something that this administration invented. If they didn't want a political show here, they should have stopped it before it started. And lastly, where is the accountability that particularly the old board members should have instituted? What is the example here that you are charged, where is the example that you are charged with setting for the students to take with them? This is not what they should be seeking.